Usually when you open a brick and mortar business, you operate on this pretty basic physical reality. Like you put a sign above the door, you unlock it in the morning, and you just sort of assume the people driving down the street can actually see your building.
Right, they drive by, they see the sign.
Exactly. But step into the digital reality of running a business today, and you quickly realize you could have like the brightest sign on the block and the best inventory on the shelves, and to half the people walking by, your store is just completely invisible.
Oh, yeah, complete.
It's basically a digital ghost town. And I mean, it is the most expensive illusion local businesses are suffering from right now.
It really is. It's an illusion that's costing them, honestly, massive amounts of revenue daily, especially after the latest algorithm shifts we've just seen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, welcome to today's deep dive. If you're a fellow learner out there running a business, whether you're a plumber taking emergency calls in Fredericksburg or, running a boutique in Charlottesville, this one is your blueprint for the new reality.
Highly relevant for you right now.
Definitely. I'm coming at this from the perspective of a Virginia business owner who is constantly trying to figure out how to get more customers through the door, without bleeding cash on ads.
Which nobody wants to do.
Right. So we are unpacking a massive stack of notes today. It's anchored by a really great article from EveryCent Counts from March 27, 2026, and it's titled "The Local Advantage: Why GBP Optimization is the Highest ROI Move for Virginia SMBs in 2026." So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Our mission today is to decode the brand new March 2026 Google Core update that literally just finished rolling out 2 weeks ago and outline exactly how you can dominate local search in your specific market.
Yeah, and we really have to establish the sheer scale of the battlefield you're operating on before we even touch the algorithm update itself.
Oh, for sure. The context is wild.
It is. So the data from the Small Business Majority and the SBA Office of Advocacy paints this really stark picture of Virginia's landscape. We're talking about 850,000 small businesses in the Commonwealth. Yeah, employing roughly 1.5 million people. But the critical disconnect here and the massive opportunity for the listener is found in the latest Review Trackers data.
Okay, lay it on me.
Fewer than one in three of those 850,000 businesses has any active local SEO plan in place.
Wait, really? Less than a third?
Less than a third.
So we have this like massive ocean of commerce, and the vast majority are just flying completely blind digitally.
Completely blind. While consumer behavior is, moving in the exact opposite direction, currently, 46% of all Google searches carry local intent.
Almost half.
Almost half. Nearly half of the people typing into a search bar are looking for a physical product or service near their immediate location.
Yeah.
And when Google processes those local queries, 93% of the time, it prioritizes the local three-pack at the very top of the page.
Right, that map with the three businesses. And I'm looking at these stats, and well, speaking as a business owner who is managing staff, dealing with supply chain headaches, and putting out daily operational fires fighting tooth and nail for one of three tiny spots on a digital map feels like a massive time sink.
I hear that a lot.
Right, like is the ROI actually there, or is this just, vanity metrics?
The ROI is arguably the highest of any marketing activity you could engage in right now. I mean, let's look at the click distribution. A 2024 Backlinko study demonstrated that the three businesses sitting inside that three-pack capture a massive 44% of all clicks on the page.
Wow, 44%.
Yeah. The businesses in those three slots receive 126% more website traffic and 93% more direct actions, so, phone calls, direction requests, than the businesses ranked just slightly lower in positions 4 through 10.
That is huge.
Exactly. You aren't fighting for vanity. You're fighting for nearly half of the available market share for your specific service in your specific town.
So it's like having an illuminated billboard directly on I-95 versus a handwritten flyer stapled to a telephone pole on a dirt road somewhere.
That is exactly it.
You have to be where the traffic bottleneck actually is. Which brings us to the urgency of this specific moment, right? Because the rules of the road for getting onto that billboard literally just changed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, with the March 2026 core update, Google fundamentally rewired how local search evaluates your Google Business Profile, or GBP. There are really three major shifts we need to dissect here.
Okay, let's go through them.
First, profile completeness transitioned from a, passive recommendation to an active ranking factor. Historically, if you skipped adding your business hours or left your service descriptions vague, the algorithm might still rank you based on proximity.
Because it just assumed you were nearby.
Right. But as of 2 weeks ago, Incomplete profiles in competitive verticals like home services and retail saw immediate, measurable drops in visibility.
So the algorithm is no longer guessing. Like, if you leave the about us or the specific service categories blank, Google assumes you're either irrelevant or, worse, illegitimate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The algorithm requires high confidence data now. When it lacks complete data from the business owner, its confidence score drops, and it suppresses your ranking to protect the user from a potentially bad experience.
Makes sense. What's the second shift?
The second major shift involves how customer feedback is weighted. The algorithm now prioritizes review recency and owner response rate over raw review volume.
Oh, wow. Which completely changes the math for newer businesses. I mean, you don't need 10 years of accumulated reviews to compete anymore.
That's the beautiful part. The metric Google is measuring has shifted from historical popularity to current operational health.
Right.
A business with 80 reviews that consistently replies to its customers within a tight window just overtook competitors who have 200 reviews from 3 years ago but never bothered to respond.
Yeah.
The algorithm views an unreturned review as an open feedback loop, basically a sign of a neglected digital storefront.
Okay, so if completeness builds the initial trust and recent reviews prove you're actually still alive, how is the update handling the actual geography? Because, I mean, historically, a company three towns over could sort of spoof their way into local results.
Right, the old keyword stuffing trick. Well, that is the third shift. Proximity weighting tightened significantly in competitive categories. Google narrowed the geographic radius within which non-local businesses can rank for high-intent queries.
Interesting.
Yeah, the spatial algorithm is essentially building a tighter geofence around the user. It prioritizes actual verifiable physical distance over generic domain authority, which actively weeds out those companies trying to game the system from an hour away.
Okay, I love that.
But, you know, that geofence only benefits you if your profile is fully optimized to catch that hyperlocal traffic.
Right. And we can't really talk about these algorithmic shifts without addressing the AI layer sitting on top of all this. Since late 2025, Google's Gemini AI model has been integrated directly into the search experience. And currently, 40% of local business queries trigger an AI overview.
Yes. Gemini is actively parsing your Google business profile and your website to generate instant answers for the user, frequently without the user ever even clicking through to your actual website.
Which is terrifying and amazing.
It changes the entire concept of a profile. It's a living database for the AI now. If your profile is blank or contradictory, the AI doesn't just return a blank result. It attempts to fill in the gaps by scraping the broader internet, pulling from unverified third-party directories or outdated aggregators.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Because if your hours are contradictory across different sites and your profile is boarded up with unanswered reviews, Gemini is essentially standing outside your digital storefront, looking at the mess and telling the potential customer you're likely closed or unreliable before they even have a chance to call you.
Exactly.
The Every Cent Counts article stresses this heavily. You have to write for the AI now. Like, you drop the vague marketing copy, "We offer the best-in-class solutions," means absolutely nothing to a parsing model.
Nothing at all.
You have to use plain specific language like, "We offer small business bookkeeping in Stafford, Virginia."
Yes. Because the AI is looking for entity confirmation. It needs to know exactly what you do and exactly where you do it. Which brings us to the actual execution phase.
The four pillars.
Right. Building a profile that meets the 2026 standard for completeness requires a highly specific structural approach, starting with the baseline of how the algorithm identifies you in the first place, which is NAP consistency, name, address, and phone number.
Okay, so the rule stated here is that your NAP must be identical across every single directory on the internet, your GBP, your website, Yelp, Apple Maps. But as a skeptical business owner, I have to ask, does spelling out street as S-T-R-E-T on my website, but using S-T period on my Yelp profile, really confuse a multi-billion-dollar machine learning model?
It sounds crazy, but yes.
Yeah.
You have to view this through the lens of relational database architecture, not human intuition.
Okay.
A human brain effortlessly parses 123 Main Street and 123 Main Street as identical locations. But a database looking for an exact primary key match sees two distinct entities with overlapping but conflicting data. This creates what the industry calls entity ambiguity.
So the algorithm assumes it might be two different businesses, or at least it just isn't 100% sure it's the same one.
Exactly. And when entity ambiguity occurs, the trust score of the data plummets. Google's primary directive is to provide a reliable user experience. it will not risk sending a user to the wrong address.
Right, that makes total sense.
So rather than guess, it simply suppresses your ranking and elevates a competitor whose data perfectly aligns across the web. You have to use audit tools like MozLocal or BrightLocal to hunt down and unify these discrepancies.
Okay, so once the algorithm is finally confident about exactly where you physically exist, the next hurdle is proving your business is actively operating. And that brings us back to the shift in customer reviews. The article cites BrightLocal data showing 68% of consumers will not even consider a business with fewer than 4 stars.
That's a huge chunk of the market.
It is. But post-March 2026, the critical metric is the 48-hour response window.
Right. The algorithm is obsessively measuring response right now. You must respond to every single review, positive or negative, within 48 hours. When you reply, you're signaling operational velocity to Google. You're proving the lights are on.
I mean, 48 hours is a demanding turnaround when you're managing inventory or out on job sites. But framing it as a signal to the algorithm changes the perspective completely.
It does.
Even responding to a negative review professionally and quickly isn't just about placating that one angry customer. It's about demonstrating active management to the machine, which actually recovers more algorithmic trust than the negative review initially cost you.
That's a great point. And, you know, we're talking extensively about text data, but the visual data is heavily weighted in the new update as well. That's pillar 3. Profiles featuring fresh, high-quality photos see a 42% increase in direction requests and generate 35% more website clicks.
Wow.
But the mechanism of how those photos are processed is what trips up most business owners.
Because you can't just dump a file named, like, img4892.jpg directly from your phone onto your profile anymore.
Nope. Computer vision models use metadata and file names as critical contextual clues. Before you upload an image, you must rename the file descriptively.
Give me an example.
So a file named Fredericksburg Commercial Plumbing-Repair.jpg feeds the AI the exact semantic associations it craves. It ties the visual data directly to your location and your service category.
It's literally feeding the machine the exact string of text it needs to trigger your ranking.
Exactly.
And then to maintain that visibility over time, the algorithm requires consistent activity through GBP posts. That's pillar 4. Treating the profile almost like a simplified social feed.
Yeah, the data indicates that profiles going more than 30 days without a post are suffering from measurable visibility decay. Google interprets a dormant feed as a potentially dormant business.
Interesting.
But it doesn't require high production value. A photo of a completed project, a quick update on holiday hours, or a seasonal promotion just posted once a week is enough to prevent that decay and signal freshness.
You know, what strikes me about this entire blueprint, the strict NAP consistency, the 48-hour review replies, injecting keywords into photo metadata, the weekly posts, is that none of this requires dark magic.
No, not at all. You don't need a computer science degree. It is entirely based on operational discipline. And according to Google's internal metrics, businesses maintaining this consistency are 2.7 times more likely to be considered reputable by consumers.
It is the ultimate operational leverage. But we also have to apply this framework to the specific geography you're operating in. Because in local search, geography dictates your strategy, and Virginia's economic landscape is highly polarized.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Over 45% of all state employment in Virginia is tied to small firms, but those firms are not distributed evenly. Like, if you're a business operating up in Northern Virginia, Alexandria, Arlington, the immediate DC suburbs, that corridor is brutally saturated. Consumers have endless options, and the digital competition is a knife fight.
It's fierce. However, the data reveals a completely different narrative as you move down the I-95 corridor into markets like Stafford, Spotsylvania, Culpeper, or Fredericksburg.
A recent YEX study analyzing regional algorithm impacts found that businesses in the southern and western U.S. that fail to respond to reviews are 30% more likely to suffer ranking drops compared to those in the densely packed Northeast.
Because the algorithm in a less dense market relies much more heavily on those active trust signals. And Virginia geographically sits right on the edge of that transition zone.
Exactly the point. If we connect this to the bigger picture, what's fascinating here is that in those I-95 corridor towns outside the immediate DC blast radius, the competition is largely under-optimized.
They're asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. They put up the physical sign, but completely neglected the digital infrastructure. In these specific markets, a fully built-out, algorithmically compliant Google Business profile functions as a massive competitive moat. You don't need to outspend them on ads. You simply out-organize them digitally.
I love that. So what does this all mean? Let's translate this entire algorithmic breakdown into a practical Monday morning workflow for the listener. Based on the analysis, we have 7 definitive action steps to execute this week to lock in that competitive moat.
Let's do it.
First, audit your baseline completeness today. Log into the dashboard, utilize all 750 characters in the description, and manually select every applicable attribute down to wheelchair accessible. Leave 0 empty fields for the AI to guess about.
Second, eliminate entity ambiguity. Run your business through a tool like Moz Local and ruthlessly audit your NAP data across the web. Ensure every street or avenue matches your Google profile down to the letter.
Right. Third, establish a frictionless review workflow. Generate the short link from your dashboard and implement a system where every satisfied customer receives that link within 24 to 48 hours of a completed transaction.
Fourth, clear the backlog. Go into your profile this week and respond to every single existing review. Start with the most recent and work backward to close those open feedback loops.
Fifth, stop the visibility decay. Schedule a brief, simple GBP update at least once a week to signal to the algorithm that the business is actively operating.
Sixth, feed the computer vision models. Upload 3 to 5 new, authentic photos of your storefront or your work this week and commit to 2 per month moving forward. And critically, ensure every single file is descriptively named with your location and service before uploading. Oh, and avoid stock photos entirely. The AI recognizes them and discounts their value.
Yeah, that's crucial. And finally, the 7th step. Align your website services page directly with your GBP services tab. The algorithm actively cross-references these 2 assets. If your profile claims you do commercial HVAC, but your website's service menu lack that specific phrasing, the mismatch creates a trust signal deficiency that will suppress your rank.
It requires a dedicated afternoon of deep work, but locking down these 7 steps directly aligns your business with how the March 2026 update evaluates local authority.
Totally worth the afternoon.
But before we go, consider where this trajectory is inevitably heading. We established that Google's Gemini AI is already actively parsing our profiles today to instantly answer user questions without them ever visiting our websites, right?
Right.
How soon until the AI transitions from merely answering the searcher's question to actively booking the plumber or the accountant on their behalf?
Oh, man.
Imagine a user simply telling their device, "Find me a highly rated Fredericksburg plumber open right now and book them for tomorrow morning." If your profile isn't perfectly structured for a machine to autonomously understand and interact with, will your business simply cease to exist in that digital ecosystem?
Wow. Think about that next time you look at your digital storefront. It's time to get out there, optimize your data, and claim your local advantage. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.